Case Bergman, United States versus Neely, Mr. Crawford.
May it please the court, your honor, counsel for the government, Ms. Heidi. My name is Jack Crawford. I'm a lawyer from Indianapolis, Indiana. I've served as retained counsel in this case in front of the United States District Court and throughout the proceedings on appeal. Your honors, this is an appeal from a criminal conviction. My client, Mr. Neely, entered pleas of guilty to counts 1, 2, and 58 of the indictment, conspiracy to commit mail fraud, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. He received a sentence of 170 months and 60 months concurrent on counts 1 and 2 before the Honorable Larry J. McKinney, Judge, United States District Court, Southern District of Indiana. The sole issue for appeal, your honors, is the allegation by the defendant appellant that the trial court erred in denying defendant Neely a two-level reduction for acceptance of responsibility under Section 3E1.1 of the United States Sentencing Guidelines. Your Honor, indeed, the facts of this case present a peculiar situation, and I admit to the court that my client, Mr. Neely, has a problem with the truth. And I think the
court... Well, let's go to the end of the case, right? So why do we have to hear any more?
Because, Judge, I think that the court must consider whether or not his lies, misstatements, whatever they wish to be characterized as, whether or not they are significant, critical, material to any issue before the district court.
No, I don't think they have to be material to an issue. They just have to be evidence that this person has not accepted responsibility. He's still in a state of denial.
Well, Judge, I suppose the question capsulizes to whether or not a person who has problems with the truth can ever get accepted from responsibility.
What is his problems with the truth? He's a liar.
Well, then, Judge, can a liar ever get acceptance of responsibility if he lies about matters that the court found were not material to any issue?
Well, if he lies about, you know, whether he dyes his hair, fine. But he's lying about his income and so on, which may not be material in a legal sense, but obviously relate to, you know, whether he has any chance of, you know, rehabilitation, becoming a law-abiding person.
Indeed, Your Honor, he lied about his income, but I found no case in my research where a person was denied acceptance of responsibility for overstating rather than understating his income. It would have been to his advantage, material advantage.
There's tons of cases, just they don't get appealed. When you're denied acceptance of responsibility on a record like this, you just accept it and move on.
Well, Judge, he overstated his income. He embellished his business, which he entered into following his indictment in this case, following the criminal complaint brought against him. He embellished his income. This was a young man, a 36-year-old young man, Your Honors, who had no criminal history whatsoever and could not stand in front of the mirror and say, I am a fraud. Not only with regards to my criminal conduct that he had readily admitted, but in regards to many other parts of his life. He couldn't say that. So when he's talking to the United States probation officer, and I was there, Your Honors, and tried to convey most vehemently to my client that it certainly didn't benefit him at all to overstate his income, he continued to talk about the successes of his entertainment company. The fact that he had a comedy routine sponsored by someone named Bubba Sparks in Miami, Florida. That
well, there was a one-man comedy team, I'll have to say that. Yeah.
That's correct, Your Honor. No one else was laughing, but he continually emphasized to the probation officer about these lavish profits from this business.
Well, if he can't face the fact that he's a fraud, how can you say he's accepted responsibility?
Well, Judge, I think the acceptance of responsibility criteria is only based on the offense conduct, the
wrote that strange idea. For example, he says he's just being prosecuted because of his race. Well, that's clearly not material, you know, to whether he's guilty of mail fraud, but it does suggest that he is not repentant. He thinks he's been railroaded. He thinks he's a great businessman. So, as I say, he's in a state of denial. You even said that. You even say he can't admit to himself, you know, what a flop he is.
But, Judge, that's a personality trait. I'm not sure it's a...
Sure, it's a personality trait that relates directly to, you know, whether he's repentant, whether he's likely to go straight, or whether he's, you know, bitter and feels he's been railroaded and so on.
Well, Your Honor, the guidelines provide that entry of a plea of guilty prior to the commencement of trial, combined with truthfully admitting the conduct comprising the offense of conviction, or not falsely denying any additional relevant conduct, will constitute significant evidence of acceptance of responsibility.
Significant, but not conclusive. And here he provided loads of contrary evidence.
Judge, some persons have problems with the truth.
I don't understand that expression, problems with the truth. That's just baloney. Some people are liars. This person is a world-class liar.
Well, Judge, some will argue that even a person in as lofty a position as the former President of the United States was a liar and lied about issues.
Yes.
The question is,
would he have gotten an acceptance of responsibility discount if he'd been prosecuted?
Well, Judge, he was not found guilty of impeachable offenses, and to my understanding, was never prosecuted for perjury for those.
Yeah, but if he had been prosecuted for perjury, do you think he would have earned an acceptance of responsibility discount?
If he said he was sorry, Judge, and meant it, and I know that's a fine line, but I think perhaps he would have. And I think the American people gave him that that acceptance, but that's another issue, Your Honors. I still contend that lying about extraneous, non-material matters.
Extraneous, especially the lie about that he's, you know, just being prosecuted because of his race. That's not extraneous. That goes directly to his attitude toward the criminal justice system, to whether he's really guilty, or whether he thinks he's a victim of racial prejudice.
Your Honors, that lawsuit, of course, was dismissed. It was filed pro se by the defendant, and I think the issues there were different. He wasn't saying he wasn't guilty of the offense. He's saying he felt he was being singled out because of his race. He never denied his guilt of the actual offense. He came into court and admitted he defrauded banks of over $2.5 million and readily admitted all of those facts. So with regards to the
offense, that's another way of saying he pleaded guilty.
Well, Judge, I think he went a little further than that. The court characterized his statements at the sentencing as, quote, very eloquent, end quote, made a...
But there's no eloquence discount.
That's correct, Your Honor, but I think looking at the totality of the circumstances here, that the court did commit clear error in denying Mr. Neely acceptance of responsibility.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Crawford. Ms. Ide?
Well, I don't really have much to add. I would just remind the court that the reason it was important that he was lying about his income is that he was spending his ill-gotten gains wildly, claiming that he was spending his legitimately earned income when, in fact, he was spending the money from this fraud, about $55,000 a month in car payments. So that's why it was so important.
How much?
$5,000 a month, $4,000 to $5,000 a month. He had a Mercedes S and two Escalades, and he was making payments on those while he was claiming he had income from a legitimate source. In fact, he was spending his ill-gotten gain and not paying toward restitution. So that's why that became important.
Were there two cars or three?
Three.
Okay.
He was in jail at the time, too, so...
But he wanted another case he got out of jail. He wanted to get away.
He loved cars.
He didn't want to default on his payments. That's certainly to his credit.
Right. Yes. They were leases, though. So anyway, I think the evidence is more than sufficient for the district court to have found no acceptance of responsibility.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ide, and thank you, Mr. Crawford. And case be taken under advisement.